Welcome, everyone, to this edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, just a few days left in 2023. So, if you said something that you were going to get done this year, well, the clock is ticking. By the way, in case you were thinking about getting a subscription to the Tri-State Livestock News, well, that I know you can still do before the end of the year. You can make your morning routine a whole lot richer. Just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world, Tri-State Livestock News out of Belpu, South Dakota. Visit them at tsln.com. And you know, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And Happy New Year from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in historic Medora, North Dakota. Find him on Facebook or follow him at northdakotacowboy.org. Happy New Year from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. Happy New Year from them. And Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis. Randy Tinnell, his family, and staff all send out Happy New Year 2024 greetings.
I have some New Year's resolutions for you. These are some puns, I guess, and jokes in there.
Okay.
You will like this one. I think you'll get this one.
What do you mean you think I'll get it?
What do you tell someone you didn't see on New Year's Eve?
I haven't seen you since last year.
Absolutely correct.
Oh, jolly
good. Got it. My New Year's resolution was to drop my bad habits, but no one likes a quitter.
That's right.
What was the Amityville priest's resolution? To exercise more. What okay. does a field grow on January 1st? New Year's hay. What was Dr. Frankenstein's New Year's resolution? To make new friends. Do you have some of those to share?
I have some other kind of ones, not necessarily New Year's. The Cajun menu offered a vast fish selection. Blackened redfish, orange ruffy, pink salmon, browned yellowtail. Yet with a carefree, colorblind cook, we all ended up with rainbow trout.
A colorblind cook.
Yep. Okay. And did you know once upon a time there lived a king who was only 12 inches tall?
I did not.
Well, he was a terrible king.
Why's that?
But he made a great ruler.
Oh, you can use that one at coffee today.
Yeah, no kidding. What do you get when you cross the Atlantic Ocean with the Titanic?
To America.
Halfway.
Oh, halfway. Okay, well, I got that. So we all remember 2020, right? Pandemic year, all that kind of stuff going on.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Here are 12 things to consider as we get closer to closing the door on all that. Number one, the dumbest thing I ever bought was a 2020 planner.
Not a lot to put in that, baby.
Neither was it. Everything got canceled. I was so bored, I called Jake from State Farm just to talk to someone.
Oh, very cute.
He asked me what I was wearing. 2019, stay away from negative people. 2020, stay away from positive people. The world has turned upside down. Old folks are sneaking out of the house and their kids are yelling at them to stay indoors. This morning, I saw a neighbor talking to her dog. It was obvious that she thought her dog understood her. I came into my house and told my cat. We laughed about it. Again, these are things from 2020 that kind of changed everything. Every few days, try your jeans on just to make sure they fit. Pajamas will have you believe all is well in the kingdom. Does anyone know if we can take showers yet, or should we just keep washing our hands? And in 2020, this virus has done what no woman has been able to do: cancel sports, shut down all bars, and keep men at home.
Whoa, that's funny.
I never thought the comment, "I wouldn't touch him or her with a 6-foot pole," would become a national policy. But there we were.
There you go.
I need to practice social distancing from the refrigerator. I hope the weather is good tomorrow for my trip to the backyard. I'm getting tired of the living room. Other things that we did in 2020, never in a million years could I have imagined that I would go up to a bank teller wearing a mask and ask for money.
Yep, that is too funny.
Happy New Year to all, and here's hoping we have a great 2024.
Okay, Mike, I've got a few things before we wrap. What New Year's resolution should a basketball player never make?
Give up.
To travel more.
Oh, yeah. Didn't want to do that.
That's right. I love when they drop the ball in Times Square. It's a nice reminder of what I did all year.
Speaking of dropping the ball, we're going to drop it on this one for today. Thanks for joining us today right here on The Good Stuff.